K-State Nation, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily, back on the airwaves one more time. Eddie Greer here on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily edition, which again, those of you who are new to this podcast, welcome on board, where we talk about Kansas State athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas. That's where your host currently lives, in Manhattan, Kansas. That is me. And we're going to focus on a few minutes here with K-State recruiting on both sides, men's and women's here. Start with the men's side. Talked about it already and should be posted already. If not, go back and check that. It should be posted by the time I post this update, obviously. There's going to be a lot of content coming out this week, as I've been saying all along. K-State recruiting coach Jerome Tang gets another one. Cam Carter, who played at Mississippi State, another SEC transfer. That's two now this week as I sit and record this podcast on April 19th, 2022. This will come out later in the week, so this number could change between now and Friday edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Anyways, yes, Cam Carter, a guard. I don't have any much information than that. We're probably going to hear more from that when me and Alex sit down and record episode 97 of the Purple Project Podcast later on in the week. But yes, Cam Carter, so that's two. Obviously, Jarrell Edwards was the first. He came out of the transfer portal, and now you have this guy, Cam Carter, taking pictures with the coaching staff, with some of the coaching staff anyways. That was viral on social media, those of you who follow K-State in particular. So so Cam Carter, so the roster again, one more in the roster chambers for Jerome Tang. Obviously, Jarrell Colbert, the first transferee to sign with K-State, and the first to sign under head coach Jerome Tang, the new head coach, basketball coach for Kansas State. That is two. And kind of on that flip, kind of want to stay on this, on the same subject real quick here. I mentioned Logan Landers, that I thought he was going to stay on the team. Well, that changed pretty abruptly when I said that. he's going to the transfer portal, so that's pretty much all the team there except for Ishmael Shood, and obviously leading the charge, and along with the leader of this pack, of this mini pack, is Marquise Noel as well. So there's two there. On the other side of the coin, K-State wants basketball. That's been kind of been under the radar here with the new transferees for K-State men's basketball coming into Manhattan. Here, as I switch tabs over here, they've added two of their own. They've added one more this week. Last week, Jeff Mindy added another senior on his team here, from Oklahoma, letter winner Gabby Gregory, who's joined the Wildcats for the upcoming fall season. The 5'11 guard from Tulsa, Oklahoma, joins previously a K-State incoming freshman. Now, we haven't paid much attention to women's basketball recruiting, obviously, and signees since Jerome Tang has hit on board here. So we're just going to run them down here real quick. Now with the transfer portal, Gabby Gregory, double G, she joins K-State freshman, incoming freshman, I should say, Michaela Gatewood from Glen Heights, Texas, Jamia Harris, Lancaster, Texas, Eliza Maupin, Webster Groves, Missouri, and Michaela Parks from Norman, Oklahoma. That's actually two of them now. With Michaela Parks, she didn't come from the University of Oklahoma. She's an incoming freshman there as well. Jeff Mindy has watched, obviously, Gregory over the years since being here at K-State, obviously. In the press release, quote, "I've watched and admired Gabby's toughness and competitiveness for years." And he goes on to say, quote, her ability to score at all three levels will benefit our offense and overall team play. She will be a great addition for our program as well here. In her career at Oklahoma, Gregory saw action in 72 games with 46 starts and compiled almost 2,000 points. Oh, excuse me, check that. 2,000 minutes of action, averaged 27 minutes a game there. She averages 10 points a game and a field goal percentage of 39, almost 40%, and a three-point field goal percentage of 33% as well. And also, she's also an outstanding free throw shooter, 85% career free throw shooter as well. So, in the second half of the year, K-State's offense really sputtered down the stretch here. Obviously, you have your number one target here. That's just getting add more fire to our already loaded K-State women's team for next year. Jeff Mini's doing his own preview and promotions. Like, this team is just getting better. I'm really excited for next fall's women's basketball team. Really taking into shape there as well. So that was Gabby Gregory there, and they added another one to either on Monday or today. As I check that out here real quickly, Gisela Sanchez was named to the roster as well. And they got some size as well. Gisela Sanchez now adds on the list of the 2022-23 campaign. And she, let's see here, she's from Lithuania there, as I get my tongue twisted up there as well. And she, my apologies there. So Sanchez played last season at Arizona. So this is also somebody from the transfer portal as well. But she's played obviously from Louisiana, yeah. She's also obviously an international player as well. Let me try to get through this here as well. She played Arizona a year ago, 20 games, averaging just below 7 minutes per game. Just bouncing around here. She's a 43%. She shot in her career, college career, 43% shooter from the field. Not really a rebounder as well. There as well, she did tally a season high 15 points over Rutgers back last year, November 27th as well. And then Sanchez also played before joining Arizona. She played some club basketball as well. And then last summer, or actually 2 summers ago now. Last summer Sanchez did play for Spain in the 2021 FIBA U19 Women's Basketball World Cup in Hungary. She averaged last summer 6.6 points a game, 3 rebounds, and almost assists and a half a game. She did notch 10 points, 2 rebounds, and a blocking 11 minutes against South Korea in the opening game of that tournament last year as well. Down here, so I'm going to stop there with that. So there's plenty more I can go over, but I'm going to stop there for now. So that's 2-1-2 right now. Again, this number could definitely change when this podcast rolls out on Friday morning. Yes, Friday morning. I have this scheduled for Friday morning to come out. It's going to change, probably definitely change between now and then, especially with the men's side, K-State stacked, women's side anyway, stacked with signees and 2 more from the transfer portal as well. So K-State recruiting, Jerome Tang and his coaching staff is on top of it for the SEC. That's 2 guys now from the SEC, and Jeff Mitty doing it from the international game / Pac-12 and getting somebody from, that's big right there, Gabby. Gregory signee there from Oklahoma, the transfer portal. That's huge there. Getting somebody out of your own conference, that's huge right there. So this is going to be adding more depth to that roster right there, especially with the experience that Gabby Gregory brings to Japanese squad. That's going to be something right there. That's just another weapon there that you can use right there. A veteran shooter right there who can score at all levels on the floor. Oh, yeah. So they need it. They need it. It's because you can't. Obviously, we know what a beast Aoka Lee is down there. So if you have another scorer on the floor, you can't put resources on Lee. You're going to have to focus on, obviously, Sundell's going to get better. The Glenn twins, they're going to get better as well. Emily Ebert's a year older, and she's going to be a senior as well. So you're going to have that as well. It's going to be interesting to see how it all meshes as well. And you add now some size with Sanchez as well. So definitely, Jeff Mitty coming guns blazing at trying to add some more scoring and some more size to that team that they really kind of desperately need there. If they're going to compete for a possible, I put them right up there with an opportunity maybe to compete for a conference title. Yes, I'm saying it in the back end of April that this team got a chance. They can put it together. I mean, obviously the trio freshmen are going to be a year older. They're going to get better in the offseason. Hopefully, no injuries pending, of course. But there's this group is going to get better. And you know how experience goes here. You've been playing together, and you've been through some of the highs and lows. This K-State team could be scary here. We'll just have to see. They just got really even better, really, with the addition of Gabby Gregory, the Pearl Project Podcast. Before I get too carried away, who wins basketball? Find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That is going to do it on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Daily. Remember, by the time this comes out, episode 97, we'll be right behind that on Friday evening as well. And be on the lookout. I will sit and do an OKC marathon preview. That's going to be coming out probably on Saturday morning at some point as well. So be on the lookout for that as well. That's going to wrap things up on the K-State recruiting edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, appreciate you again. Hit the subscribe button and tell a fellow K-Stater you have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!